Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's one of the weakest three-game winning streaks I've ever seen. And here's the thing. You never have to apologize for winning. And there are teams that have great success in the NFL by winning ugly, by finding a way to win. But, guys, I mean, but I can't imagine anybody around there, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, is actually feeling, like, good about the Texans right now.
Hey, guys, congratulations on your first 100 episodes. It's a great show. Enjoy listening every day. Does make me think about my between 20 and 99 years in the business and my roughly 5,000 shows in the afternoon. Your show is in its infancy. Get back to me when you hit puberty.
Quit scoreboard watching, Rich. It's In the Loop, episode 100. Hashtag ITL100. We're going to give away our second of four pairs of tickets to Texans-Jaguars December 30th at NRG. Got to be listening. We'll give you a trivia question to win in about 10 minutes. Right now, I got to say, guys, you guys are grubbing on some pizza,
man.
And because of my pizza boycott, I'm very jealous of you. My mouth is foaming,
don't
and I think
bad,
you
though.
Guys are jerks.
No,
they
got two big old bowls of pasta.
Yeah, no, they brought pasta too.
Yeah,
oh,
chicken.
You're good.
Looks like some mushroom and pork. Grazie.
You'll be right.
Which was one of our first remotes. Yeah, I think it was our first remote.
No, our first one was Fuddruckers.
Oh, that's right. We broadcast there, though, up in Katy. They got one in Pearland and Clear Lake also.
Yes.
They're going to have all the Astros games. They brought us 6 pizzas? Six pizzas?
Wagyu.
Two big old bowls of pasta. This one right here is stupid.
Yeah, no, this is ridiculous.
Is stupid. Good.
That's next level right there.
GraziaItalian.com. By the way, we're also still trending number two in Houston.
Yep.
Hashtag ITL100 if you have any thoughts.
I'm sensing a lot of saltiness from these supposed nice things these guys are supposed to be saying
loopholes?
To us. No, everybody from the station.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, them?
There's nothing. They're all backhanded compliments.
It is
every
very
single
weird.
Person.
I think they're jealous of our chemistry. I think they're jealous.
It's a lot of it.
I think that's a lot of it.
That and just the overall creativity mm-hmm. of the program. What do you got going on your shirt, by the way?
I don't know what Figgy's got going on right now.
Figgy's shirts are all...
It's Gucci, man.
Well,
today is 10/17.
Andrew,
you know what 10/17
is. 10/17 Brick Squad.
What's that mean?
Brick Squad!
Sorry, not familiar with the Brick Squad.
What does that do?
It's his old...
It's his record label.
It's his old childhood.
What does that do?
He grew up on 1017.
Okay.
Then he named his record label 1017 Brick Squad. Then he got Waka Flocka. And then he's continued it over. It didn't turn out too well.
Waka Flocka. He's with your boy Machine Gun Kelly, though, right? Didn't they do a video together?
Yeah, Wild Boy.
Wild Boy. That one. Yeah, that one.
Call me Steve-O.
When I watched that video, that let me know all I need to know about Machine Gun Kelly and why he hasn't appealed to a bigger audience. Like, when you just say, yeah, bitch, for the first minute of the song, it's like, okay. I mean,
it worked.
Did it, though? Did it?
It did.
I mean, from an independent standpoint, I get it. When I try to take him seriously, that's when I listen to that song and I say to myself, I can't take you seriously when you're yelling bitch for a minute straight. I mean, that's just me. You know,
he got
what I'm
a
saying?
Lot of pop records, though, that's playing on other stations. That's that typical rap song
that we like. Yeah.
So
I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting old. Maybe
Rich.
Hey,
he's got money.
We're trending only behind Pusha.
It's going to go down if we keep having this Machine Gun Kelly talk. We're not even going to be on the list.
That's all right. We'll get...
Give us your thoughts. ITL100, hashtag.
There you go. All right. So here we go. We got into a little bit of the Ross Tucker as far as the window is concerned. Where are the Texans with the window? You brought up the Seattle Seahawks, Landry, as far as one of the reasons why everything kind of started to go downhill for them. And I think it's a combination of two things. In addition to, I think when you give your quarterback a lot of money, and of course the Tom Brady situation is its own deal, because again, you've got a guy who has basically sacrificed for the, for, you know, that, I think, that, I don't know that that gets near enough play
right.
when you talk about the Patriots dynasty. Because yes, obviously having Tom Brady has helped, we can't even put a number on your, or you know, qualify how much it's helped.
Right.
But the fact that he has taken below market value his entire career is probably even bigger than anything he did on the field, because again, it's enabled them to do other things, which the funny thing is for them, it's not like they've gone out and you know, broke the bank to get big time free agents. I mean, yeah, they've done it every now and again, and it usually doesn't pan out very well. I think the key for the Texans, because eventually you are going to have to pay big money to Deshaun Watson. We all know that. That's part of the business when you have a high dollar quarterback. But I think the two things that go into whether you sustain success are twofold. Your front office, do you draft well? All right. And so far so good from Brian Gain. And two, do you coach guys up? And that's the, right now, I feel more confident in Brian Gain drafting well than I do about B.O.B. coaching up.
Oh, I do too. I also feel like the Astros, the Texans have done this in the past. Certain players, I think Andre Johnson redid his contract 3 times.
Yeah.
Two of them weren't even talked about until after the fact. Matt Schaub, for goodness sakes, redid his contract. So what Tom Brady's doing, he could have made a gajillion dollars and maybe won two fewer Super Bowls. So he knows he's going to make his money.
He's going to get on the back end.
Yeah.
But there's also a difference between just taking a lower salary like Brady does and restructuring. Because I think there's a misnomer that when you restructure, that means you're taking less money. No, you're just pushing it back. It's like getting a credit card and basically moving your balance to the end. Eventually, those guys all got the same amount of money. But I think because a lot of people here redid contract, Andre still got just as much money, but they just pushed it back and pushed it back.
But that's what we're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing about pushing it back is, okay, is it, you know, I'll take, if I got to take $1 million cap hit in 5 years, because, you know, Andre redid his contract, I'll take that $1 million cap hit in 5 years, especially when I know the cap's going to be bigger anyway. So again, if that's how it's got to be done. But ultimately, again, it comes down to Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien working in unison. And, you know, we saw a thing, and I encourage you all to go to Brian Baldinger's Twitter account and look at the video he's got.
Oh, my gosh.
Ryan Griffin blocking the wrong person. And, I mean, listen, Brian Baldinger lays it out. And, of course, Seth has responded to the tweet as well.
Seth was sad.
He's legitimately sad
that the basic fundamental blocking techniques, that even if you don't know the name of the play, you know.
And you know how to do that.
You know
right?
how to do
that's
that.
It's a nut and bolt type of deal of just football blocking 101. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it underscores to those of us that aren't in the business, as Bill O'Brien would point out, the glaring problems that are with this football team that come from a coaching standpoint. I've maintained from the jump, all right, this is a talented football team. Do I necessarily believe this is a football team that can go to the Super Bowl? Maybe not. But do I think this team can make a deep run in the playoffs with the talent as it's currently constructed? Yes, I do. I don't think that this offensive line could be good enough as it's currently constructed if it had better coaching. Yeah. I firmly believe that. But I think Mike Devlin, again, who has he helped? Who has he made better under his tutelage?
He might be the first one to fall. John McClain, for goodness sakes, didn't disagree with me that this is the worst offensive line in the history of the organization.
Didn't hike his leg on that. No.
Did not. And
that's a big thing.
And that's big. So I think he might be the first to head to roll. I think they could be better. I don't know if they could be great, but they don't have to be great.
Don't we just need them to be middle of the road?
Yeah.
That's really all we need.
Don't bleep up.
You don't bleep up. And oh, by the way, hold a couple of blocks or just open a couple of holes.
Just know who to get in the way of.
That's exactly right. You know, we've maligned our boy Lamar Miller again, who got off to a good start the first 2 weeks and really has been kind of an afterthought these last few because he really hasn't done a whole lot. But when you look at video like what you see from Brian Baldinger, you understand, listen, it doesn't matter who you are, all right? I mean, Barry Sanders ain't getting around. I mean, when you've got a defender in your face, and again, here's the other troubling part of it. This was week six of the National Football League. This is where you had the same offensive line blocking 2 weeks in a row where Mike Devlin had had told us the week before that, hey, you know, you need consistency in this league, and this was the first time that the same group had blocked 2 weeks in a row. So you're thinking, oh, okay, well, you're coming off a decent, maybe, you know, might find a different word, but you're coming across an okay performance against the Cowboys, then you should be able to build off it against the Buffalo Bills. That was not the case.
All right, right now, second pair of tickets to see the Texans face the Jaguars December 30th. All you got to do is answer this question. Be the seventh person to call in and answer this question. What was the OG John Lopez's prediction for Kevin Johnson before the season? And what did he say to Kevin Johnson when he met with us out at the Greenbrier? 832-430-2946. What was the OG's prediction for Kevin Johnson?
All right, we come back. You guys know what the deal is. We're going to do a little bit of the hits. We'll get in a little bit more of this Astros talk as well. And then, oh my goodness, the Rockets are also getting things underway tonight as well. Don't forget, we got Tyler White coming up in about, 30, 45 minutes. We've also got Stanford Rout doing his thing as he does each and every Wednesday. And then, of course, we'll take a trip around the National Football League as, again, we're one day away from, Denver and Arizona. Is that a Thursday night game that anybody's excited about?
I'm pumped.
Are you? But are you just one of those nerds that you just like watching football regardless?
No, I mean, I want to see how Keenum handles this. This could be rock bottom for him. This could be rock bottom for Case Keenum. I'm intrigued. You Keenumites have me focused on Case Keenum. I'm not trying to be a hater.
Where have they come out? Where have they been, by the way?
I don't know where they've been. Reading his book.
Tell you what, for all you Keenum people out there that you remember, I told you guys after they lost to the Chiefs, you know, hey, Case Keenum didn't look great last night, had some stabs, had some chances, and you guys all vilified me, saying, oh, what was he supposed to do? What's happened the last 3 weeks? 713-572-4610. Haven't heard from you guys in a while. Where y'all at, and where's your boy Case at? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. 713-572-4610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.